Book 10, The Book of the Double Twilight. Canto 2, The Gospel of Death and Vanity of the Ideal. Pages 611 to 613. A word, a moment's act can slay the god. Precarious is his immortality. He has a thousand ways to suffer and die. Love cannot live by heavenly food alone. Only on sap of earth can it survive. For thy passion was a sensual want refined, a hunger of the body and the heart. Thy want can tire and cease, or turn elsewhere. Or love may meet a dire and pitiless end by bitter treason, or wrath with cruel wounds separate, or thy unsatisfied will to others depart when first love's joy lies stripped and slain. A dull indifference replaces fire, or an endearing habit imitates love. An outward and uneasy union lasts, or the routine of a life's compromise. Where once the seed of oneness had been cast into a semblance of spiritual ground by a divine adventure of heavenly powers, two strive, constant associates without joy, two egos straining in a single leash, two minds divided by their jarring thoughts, two spirits disjoined, forever separate. Thus is the ideal falsified in man's world. Trivial or somber, disillusion comes. Life's harsh reality stares at the soul. Heaven's hour, adjourned, flees into bodiless time. Death saves thee from this, and saves Satyavan. He now is safe, delivered from himself. He travels in silence and felicity. Call him not back to the treacheries of earth and the poor, petty life of animal man. In my vast, tranquil spaces, let him sleep in harmony with the mighty hush of death, where love lies slumbering on the breast of peace. And thou go back alone to thy frail world. Chastise thy heart with knowledge. Unhood to see thy nature raised into clear living heights, the heaven bird's view from unimagined peaks. For when thou givest thy spirit to a dream, soon hard necessity will smite thee awake. Purest delight began, and it must end. Thou too shalt know, thy heart no anchor swinging, thy cradled soul moored in eternal seas. Vain are the cycles of thy brilliant mind. Renounce, forgetting joy and hope and tears, thy passionate nature in the bosom of profound, of a happy nothingness and worldless calm, delivered into my mysterious rest. One with my fathomless kneel, all forget. Forget thy fruitless spirit's waste of force. Forget the weary circle of thy birth. Forget the joy and the struggle and the pain. The vague spiritual quest which first began when worlds broke forth like clusters of fire flowers, and great burning thoughts voyaged through the sky of mind, and time and its eons crawled across the vast, and souls emerged into mortality. But savagery replied to the dark power, a dangerous music now thou find'st, O death, melting thy speech into harmonious pain, and flutest alluringly to tired hopes, thy falsehoods mingled with sad strains of truth. But I forbid thy voice to slay my soul. My love is not a hunger of the heart. My love is not a craving of the flesh. It came to me from God, to God returns. Even in all that life and man has marred, a whisper of divinity still is heard. A breath is felt from the eternal spheres. Allowed by heaven and wonderful to man, a sweet fire rhythm of passion chants to love.